hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church people will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. Amen. Amen. Watch Church People at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
Use the promo code Kirk for additional savings.
It's Mornings in Las Vegas. Wake up with me, Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings 6 to 9. Start your day with hope and encouragement on the Mike Gallagher Show here on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas dream team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Derek Chauvin murder trial is now in the hands of a Minneapolis jury. The former police officer is charged in the death of George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill reminded the jurors of the challenges facing them once they begin deliberating.
You are the sole judges of whether a witness is to be believed and of the weight to be given a witness's testimony. There are no hard and fast rules to guide you in this respect.
12 jurors, 6 of them white, 6 black or multiracial, are beginning deliberations in a city on edge against another round of unrest. During closing arguments Monday, prosecutors contended Chauvin squeezed the life out of Floyd by pinning his knee against Floyd's neck last May, ignoring bystanders, his own training, and common sense. The defense argued that the now-fired white officer acted reasonably and that the 46-year-old black man died of an underlying heart condition and illegal drug use. California Congresswoman Maxine Waters ripped GOP lawmakers in a Monday interview, saying they were trying to send a message to white supremacists with their criticism of her.
I am nonviolent, Waters told the GRIO website after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accused her of condoning political violence by stating supporters of racial justice and Black Lives Matter should be more confrontational. While in Minnesota over the weekend, Fox News says Waters told reporters, "We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business." McCarthy says remarks constituted an endorsement of political violence. McCarthy spoke after GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia on Sunday announced plans to introduce a resolution to expel Waters from Congress for the remarks. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Coast Guard says the search for crew members who disappear when a lift boat capsized off Louisiana will be suspended at sunset today. The Coast Guard does not expect to find more survivors from the vessel. The grim news comes after days of searching for the missing workers from the oil industry lift boat Secor Power, which capsized Tuesday during a fierce storm in the Gulf of Mexico. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. It should come as no surprise. Most new Nevada residents are California transplants. The state tracks the information by the number of driver's licenses or state IDs which are turned in when they apply for Nevada license. Last year, nearly 70,000 out-of-state driver's licenses and ID cards were turned in. The Golden State accounted for 43% of those turned in. Florida was a distant second, followed by Arizona, Texas, and Washington State. Leaving Las Vegas and heading back into California was a bit of a challenge yesterday, with traffic reportedly backed up on the southbound 15 at the Nevada-California border some 12 miles. Heavy traffic heading into the Golden State has been steady on Sunday since casinos have begun to reopen. And do not expect the drive to get any better anytime soon as an $11 million repaving project continues on a 16-mile stretch of southbound 15. That gets underway in just a few weeks. Vegas Golden Knights made it 6 in a row, earning their league-leading 31st victory with a 5-2 win over the currently not-so-mighty Ducks at Anaheim. Marc-Andre Fleury reached 20 wins for the 13th time in his career.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
As we check out the freeways right now, there is a crash on westbound Ann Road. That's over U.S. 95. The left lane is blocked in that incident. Also look for a crash on the right shoulder. That's 215 eastbound at Decatur. Crews are on scene there and expect slow flows 215 west at Tenaya.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, actually, it's Pat Gasol. Welcome to the show. You know, every Monday, we get a good guy named Victor Jakes to join us, and I wanted to talk to him about his article in Sunday's RJ. But with everything happening here with the Chauvin case and Maxine Waters, et cetera, I figured we'd play this little two-minute tidbit and then get right into a conversation and dialogue with my good friend Victor. Go right ahead, Mr. Dallas.
Now, over the last few weeks, Minneapolis returned to center stage with the trial of the police officer who was accused of killing George Floyd last May. Again, the causes of civil rights, equal justice, and the rule of law tell us that this trial and every trial must go forward without social pressure, political considerations, and certainly violent threats playing a role. Every single American deserves a fair trial. This is sacred. You do not balance the scales of justice by trying to tip them. And yet, this past weekend, one Democratic House member from California took it upon herself to visit the protesters in Minneapolis. She said, quote, "We're looking for a guilty verdict, like somebody window shopping or ordering off a menu. She's looking for a guilty verdict." If that verdict is not reached, the congresswoman said, demonstrators should not only stay in the street, we've got to get more active, get more confrontational, make sure that they know we mean business. It's harder to imagine anything more inappropriate than a member of Congress flying in from California to inform local leaders, not so subtly, that this defendant had better be found guilty or else there'll be big trouble in the streets. Again, so much of our nation's quest for civil rights and equal justice has been the fight to get rid of extrajudicial violence, to get rid of rigged trials where the outcome was molded by public sentiment or angry mobs. It's beyond the pale for a sitting member of the United States Congress to look at what happened last summer and imply there should be some kind of a sequel, if a legal case does not unfold as she thinks it should. Now, just a few hours after those comments, two members of the National Guard who were on site in Minneapolis keeping the peace were targeted in a drive-by shooting. Thankfully, neither was seriously injured, but let's hope it doesn't take an injury or a fatality to remind politicians that their words actually have consequences.
You know, when you listen to this and you see what's going on around the country, and you listen to the squad morons, how they're even in office is unbelievable. To listen to anybody with a common sense to give Maxine Waters a pass on this is insane. Only a schmuck, a huge schmuck, would absolutely give Maxine Waters a pass. What she did is no different than what they claim Trump did, and Trump did not do anything nearly as aggressive as Maxine Waters, and what he did was wrong. This is insane. And then the fact that these jurors weren't sequestered. This judge may have himself a serious problem long term. Victor, did you watch the hearing at all today? And did you listen to what was going on? I mean, what's your take on all of this?
Well, I mean, Mitch McConnell, just when he's right, he's right, and he just lays it out right there. I mean, what we're seeing, you know, today with Representative Waters, I mean, it's an outrageous call for you know, basically continued violence when, you know, there's a widespread expectation that there will be violence unless the verdict goes a different way. And I think what Senator McConnell really, really hits on there that I think is the key point is, you know, there's been a push to have, you know, equal justice where we have one set of laws and we evaluate people based on the facts, not on pressure, not on outside pressure. And I think today there's a tendency for many on the left to say, well, actually, you know, either to call for that overtly or to say, well, you know, they're just angry, so we have to justify this behavior. And that's not how it's supposed to work. I mean, we're supposed to have a neutral standard. I mean, these principles of, you know, a trial by your peers. You know, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. I mean, those are foundational principles with the American legal system, and they shouldn't be overthrown in this or any other case.
Isn't it interesting that over the weekend, the peaceful protests were now called riots? And it only took them a year to turn them into riots, where people's buildings, and you know what's funny? When I saw a clip where they called the burning of a building a bonfire. They wanted to get warm. I mean, I mean, the news media producing stuff like that blows my mind. But the riots and the cause and effect of not letting police has created a monster. In my honest opinion, Chauvin's got problems. But depending on how this verdict goes down will depend on how many police officers actually leave the job as their backs are being turned. I mean, well, the judicial system's back's turning against the law enforcement. Because let's be honest, maybe 1% of the police are bad. The other 99% do a hell of a job. And when you consider what percentage of police actually pull a gun, it's insane. Now, Chauvin made a lot of bad mistakes, I agree. But we need people to have due process in this country. If we throw due process out, we're not the United States of America any longer. Would you agree?
Well, it is. I mean, it's a foundational part of our justice system. And, you know, one of the things the civil rights movement fought for and fought correctly for was to apply those principles to all people, regardless of their skin color. I mean, that was the problem before, right, is it would be, oh, there's a mob of white people and they're very upset about, you know, something that this black person did or didn't do, and they would lynch him. And it was an outrage and it was a moral atrocity. And what we needed was we needed a justice system that works deliberately, that offers protections for those who are accused, and those protections need to apply to everyone, and especially the people where there are literally mobs ready, just about ready to go if they don't get their way.
But, you know, Victor, don't you think it's time for law enforcement to roll up their sleeves and strike back to some extent? Because really, when you keep letting people get away with murder, literally, bad things can happen, especially when you consider now the new norm is people shooting at cops, and if they get shot back at, they want to protest, they want to riot, they go to people's homes. I can't believe people actually have the access to somebody's home address where they can go to the house and they can riot and raid. It's kind of insane.
Well, it's a scary time to be a police officer. I mean, it's a hard job in the best of circumstances, and you know, to feel like you know, you're going to be nitpicked when things look ugly. And here's just the truth, is that if someone wants to resist arrest, it's going to look ugly. You know, I think there's sort of this notion sometimes that, you know, oh, if there's any sort of confrontation, the cop did something wrong. No. if someone tries to resist arrest, the officer's got two choices. They can either just let them walk, or they can get confrontational with them, a physical confrontation. And I mean, that's why we pay police. And obviously there has to be safeguards. There has to be checks and balances. I think body cameras have been just a wonderful thing where we, you know, get away from he said, she said to, well, let's look the best we can and see what actually happened. I think that's very important. But I mean, yeah, police officers are getting a really bad rap on the whole.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, I've actually listened to some people in the news and on radio, et cetera, make the dumbest comments ever. Well, if it's only a misdemeanor, you should let him go. If he wants to run, don't chase him. And I'm like, are you nuts? Do you understand if that person runs off and does something bad somewhere else, law enforcement is responsible? I mean, I can't believe I listen to these people who have a microphone speak like morons.
Well, this is the double bind, right? Is that exactly what you said? Is that someone resists and the police let them go, and then, you know, something bad happens, God forbid they end up killing someone, then it's, well, why didn't the police stop? And then if the police, you know, use physical force and something goes wrong, and then it's, oh, you know, look at the police, they're out of control. And, you know, I think what you have to do when you're in a country with 330 million people, you have to realize that you could cherry pick any, you know, but you basically could create any narrative based on cherry picked incidents, because there's just so much going on in the country. There's so many interactions. And if you say, well, you know, these three examples mean this whole group of people, in this case, police officers are wrong, or we need to abolish the police. That's just not backed up by statistical evidence. I mean, the Washington Post database, you know, they keep a database of police shootings. I think last year there were something like less than 30 police shootings of an unarmed black person. And you have to understand that unarmed does not mean innocent. In some cases, they were fighting back, just not with a firearm. And so to say that, you know, on the basis of these incidents, that, oh, the police are systemically racist, or America itself is systemically racist, it's not borne out by the statistics. But unfortunately, so much of the national media just has this as an agenda. And they're just going to shoehorn whatever, you know, incident they can into fitting the agenda.
The systemic racism that they talk about is kind of overstated. You know, the Dante Wright shooting last week, which was very unfortunate. But let's be honest. This is a guy who jumped bail at $100,000. He had a $100,000 bond he jumped on. It was an aggravated assault and an armed robbery attempt. I mean, this is not your college graduate kid who is mistakenly shot. This is a bad guy. And yet, oh, the police officer should go to jail for murder. I don't think so. He resisted arrest. If he would have done what he was supposed to do, and the reason he resisted arrest, and we're going to go to a break in 10 seconds, so I don't want to, I'll bring it back. But the reason he resisted arrest is he knew he was going to jail. It's as simple as that. And that's the bottom line. Victor, we'll hang over. We'll touch on this even further, and I want to know what you thought about the lawyer's assessment of the non-sequestering. You're listening to Kevin Walls. Live and local now.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. My name is Pat Casale. It's my pleasure to be here. You know, Maxine Waters, the only thing I can sit here and say is with the way things are going in Minnesota, I don't know if I would have showed up in Minnesota, especially when you consider, I don't know if the police officers in Minnesota properly trained. I mean, 16 offenses against Chauvin. I don't know how he even had a job after the third one, Victor.
Well, I mean, that's tough because what you'll have lots of times is, you know, criminals are upset about getting arrested and they file a complaint. So I don't think you can take a number of complaints and just, as a blanket rule, say, oh, that cop, no, that cop's not good. I mean, you really got to go in, you've got to look, and you've got to say, you know, what happened in this situation? Is there evidence that he acted wrongly?
Well, I would agree. But, you know, all in all, everything that we're seeing in America today, and then we look back to your story yesterday regarding capital punishment, you got to wonder what people are thinking, because all you're doing is giving people a pass to commit very, very heinous crimes.
Well, the idea of rioting, that should not be an appropriate response to something not going your way. I mean, that is a breakdown of civil society. That's a breakdown of government. I mean, one of the government's fundamental jobs is to protect people's properties, people's lives, and I think what's happening is, you've got things like the shooting of the 20-year-old in Minnesota. I'm blanking on his name, but where the
Dante Wright.
It looks like Dante Wright. Thank you. There's this big outcry, and it certainly looks like the officer made a mistake. And guess what? I mean, she has resigned from the police force and either been charged or about to be charged. And that's what justice looks like. I mean, there's no scenario where there's 330 million people. You know, you've got tens of millions of interactions between police and suspects every year, and it all just goes perfectly. That does not happen. So, if your standard is everything is perfect, otherwise there's the country is systemically racist. Then that's an impossible bar. But what you have to look and say, what happened? Did white America come alongside and say, oh, look, good, you got another one? No, there was universal outrage and look, even if he was wrong for resisting arrest, he shouldn't have been shot. The police officer didn't glory in what she did. She was upset. I mean, she was on the tape immediately afterwards. She basically was shocked that she shot him, which fits in line with the idea that she meant to tase him. And so there's this standard, and again, it's so much of a national media created narrative of, oh, look, we're going to cherry pick these incidents, and we're just going to say that America is systemically racist. I mean, if America was systemically racist, the reaction to the shooting would look totally different.
Well, it's interesting. The squad and Waters calling out racism all the time. That's the punchline, especially when you look at Tlaib and company. But look at the shooting of the 13-year-old in Chicago on the 29th of March. It just came to the forefront in the news. When you look at this young man, 3 o'clock in the morning, what is a 13-year-old doing outside at 3 o'clock in the morning? That's the first problem. And the second problem is he's got a gun. But then when you really consider every weekend in Chicago, it's like Beirut with all the shootings. But yet the police officer shot this kid because he's a racist.
Well, I mean, this is another one of those situations where, I mean, it gets shoehorned into the narrative. Here is a kid who the police come to the situation because they hear a bunch of shots. What it seems like is the 21-year-old he was with, again, 3 o'clock in the morning, gives him the gun because the minor is found with the gun. It's less, the punishment is less than if the adult is found with the gun. The minor takes off running. He's got the gun basically right before he turns, and he throws it to get rid of it so it's not found on him. And the police officer has about an eighth of a second, again, in a 3 o'clock in the morning in an alleyway, to realize that he's thrown the gun away as he's turning and facing the police officer. And obviously the police officer shoots him. He doesn't realize him. And again, there's no evidence that the police officer was happy about it. I didn't think he wanted to do it, but he thought, I'm chasing a guy with a gun down a dark alleyway, and he's turning around. And, you know, it's real easy when you, you know, can replay the video frame by frame, and you're not the one running down the alley thinking, this guy could kill me. I mean, that's what officers say.